Hey, I'm Jake.
And I'm Truman.
And today we're going to be reviewing Captain America: Brave New World.
Coming up next.
So, Captain America: Brave New World is the fourth Captain America movie, kind of. It's the first one starring Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, aka the Falcon, now he's Captain America. And this one follows a international crisis where he meets with the president, there's an assassination attempt, and there's just a whole conspiracy going around that can lead to an international war, and it leads to a fight with a Red Hulk. We'll talk about that later. Truman, what did you think about Captain America: Brave New World?
You know, when I was initially very excited for this movie.
So was I.
I like Anthony Mackie. I think he's been good in this role thus far. But I think after, like, I don't know, the fourth or fifth reshoot, however many reshoots there were, I think I just kind of started down this pit of dread in my stomach for just, like, how bad this movie was probably going to be. So I went in there, I was really trying to enjoy it. And I think I got as much out of it as I could, and the amount I got out was fine.
Yeah, I'd go a little bit above that just because the Falcon has been my favorite MCU character since his introduction. I can't really explain why, just probably the way Anthony Mackie plays him. I think there was some really good action in the movie. Mm-hmm. I think the secondary character of Joaquin Torres, aka the new Falcon, was a pretty decently good addition. I think most of the story was, like, good ideas, except it kind of, and we'll cover this throughout, very much felt like The Incredible Hulk 2 instead of Captain America 4.
Yeah.
This movie contains Thunderbolt Ross, who becomes a Hulk. It contains Betty Ross. It contains the leader. There's a lot of things that go on that's from The Incredible Hulk movie from 2008. We see characters that we haven't seen since 2008. And it just, you got to do a lot of homework for this movie. Is one thing.
Yeah, well, you know, they give you a little spiel at the beginning about how the Incredible Hulk went, which I feel like was very telling about how the rest of the movie would go, because they're like, as you remember from the Incredible Hulk in the Captain America movie.
Previously
on, the last movie of this, the Incredible Hulk. I think part of a lot of the problem with this movie is it does feel like they just kind of plopped Captain America into a Hulk movie, and I really don't think they should have done that, because there's a lot of cool stuff they could have done. I am personally very upset Seth Rollins wasn't in this movie. Mwah. Seth Rollins, you did really well. I'm sure you would have done very well. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be, I suppose. I just think there's a lot of missed opportunities in this movie, and they just didn't do it. And the opportunities they chose to do, I did not absolutely agree with. For one, what is the leader doing? Why does he look like that? Why does he sound like that?
There was images going around from when the movie was first shooting what the leader looked like, and it was very comic accurate.
It was way better.
There's merchandise out there. There's Funko Pops out there of him with the big green head, and he's actually green, and he doesn't look like a xenomorph from Alien with his brain coming out of his head.
I don't know about that. I don't know if he looks like that. But what I will say is I think that it just, I don't think he sounded menacing at all. Like, me and my good buddy have this common running thread. We'll walk up to each other and go, General Ross, like Captain America. Like, why does he sound like, I was just laughing every time he talked, because he sounded, I mean, not to be mean, but he sounded like a little bit of a nerd, if you ask me.
That's the whole thing about the leaders of characters. I don't even know if he's meant to be a threatening figure. He is a nerd. That is his power.
It's true.
He predicts things, he knows things, and that was how he takes advantage of Captain America, and he especially takes advantage of Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah.
And does what he does.
Well, I guess just my problem was he didn't sound like threatening. Like, if that guy was talking to me, I wouldn't be like, ooh, what's this guy going to do? I'd be like, ah, wait, what are you doing here, man? What's going on with you?
So, speaking of Thunderbolt Ross, Harrison Ford is in this movie. Mm. How do we think he did in the role of Thunderbolt Ross?
I love Harrison Ford so much, because it just seems like, he'll do anything, but he hates talking about it. He's like, I'll do it, but you can't talk to me about it.
Ask him about a Star Wars movie, he
hates
turns into the Red Hulk.
Hates Star Wars, loves Indiana Jones, but, I don't know. I think he did as good a job as you would think he would do. I think he's pretty good. I like when he turned to the Hulk.
Which, by the way, was for something that was all over the advertising and every single commercial and was very in your face.
2 minutes.
Like 5 minutes total and
10 seconds.
It's the fight is like not too bad, but like also Captain America, he doesn't have the super soldier serum. He should have gotten his butt kicked. He should have gotten destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought it was gonna be way more of a one-sided thing. I thought maybe what they would do is like have like Hulk come help him at the end, or like She-Hulk. I guess that would defeat the purpose of the movie.
I thought,
but I don't know. I didn't like
Betty
how
Ross was gonna appear and talk him down, because the whole thing was like, oh, me and Betty would go to these like pink flowers in the trees and look at them, and then that's what the final battle is. And then Betty Ross doesn't appear until the end credit scene, which we will get
to. It makes you wonder if they initially at one point in like the sea of reshoots, they did plan to have her come do that and then decide not to.
Speaking of the reshoots and what happens in that scene, I think Harrison Ford's Thunderbolt Ross was meant to die in that scene.
Mm.
Because in the first trailer, there is a funeral. There are set photos of Betty Ross's character at a funeral. And I think that was why in some of the parts in the ending, like the part where Captain America is talking him down, looks terribly green screen, because I think it was added in very recently, and the whole idea of him surviving, because I think they want to use the Red Hulk later because it's Harrison Ford, and why wouldn't you?
Right. I guess you can't judge a movie on what would have been. You have to judge it on what was. And speaking of what was, the CGI was bad. Wasn't good. I did not care for a lot of it. Really didn't look good. Especially some of the Hulk parts looked really wonky. Like, it was like you could just tell there was just nothing there at all. And like it felt so uncanny to me in like a way that the Hulk has never been to me before. Yeah, I don't know how it's possible.
Marvel's also been doing the Hulk dirty for like years. It's been really bad for the Hulk, and that's why I mean, granted, they can't do a Hulk movie because legal reasons, but they really should do a Hulk movie.
They really should. I mean, it would be cool. I like the Hulk. He's a fun character to do, but I guess they can't because of some legal reason I'm not smart enough to understand. But another thing I didn't understand, and the answer, of course, is to make money, but I don't understand why he switches costumes. I love his first costume. His second costume is nothing to me.
I love the first costume, and I think the reason why is at least the reason why they got rid of when he wears the original costume, they got rid of like the white part on the side, is that Anthony Mackie hated it. He told me he couldn't move, he was sweating, he couldn't do anything. So I think they had to do it for the sake of like him leaving the entire movie like that. I do like the second costume, but the original costume was better. What'd you think of the helmet mask thing that was shocker? They used nanotech to do that.
I hate nanotech so much.
They do it in Marvel too much.
It's just too much. It's all over the place. But you know what else is all over the place? Is numbers and ratings. And we're going to add two more to the group of them. What would you rate this movie, Jake?
I would give it just like a mediocre 7 out of 10. I like the character. It's had good action. And I think Anthony Mackie did the best he could do with what he was given, but it's just clearly not the best MCU movie, clearly not the best Captain America movie, and just kind of does some bad stuff to the name of Captain America. What do you think?
Yeah, I am going to give this movie, I think, a Freedom 5. Freedom being for America, because it was just okay. It wasn't great.
That's fair. And with that was our review. See y'all next time.